And good evening, American Fork High School Band. This is Dan Smith from Santa Clara, California, adjudicating your music effect at the Davis Cup on the 20th of October, 2015. Very best of luck to you. And this is your pre-show, but I figure you get the introduction out of the way. And once we start timing, we'll go at it. Ship coming across the floor, and we didn't get a second announcement, so we're going to go. Don't want to miss anything you expect to be performance time. Just a wonderful, wonderful sound. Beautiful blend of colors. Great dynamic contrast going to the low brass, the soft dynamics, keyboards. Playing the dynamic shaping. Battery down to just touch effects. Good woodwind collar into the build to the trumpet crescendo, nicely handled. Okay, a little more of the the 16th dotted eighth, just a little stronger enunciation there. Clarity of rhythmic articulation through the phrase from voice to voice could be stronger, okay? But it's well written and well communicated. Wow. Good tuba sound. Good handling of this, the diminuendo. Like the stylized step from the woodwinds and wonderful blended woodwind presence, fully orchestrated, very symphonic sounding. And then this battery percussion just subtly, almost an undertone, just saying, here's where it's at, guys. And just giving us that constant drive forward, the sense of the jig, just very, very, very strong. The keyboards down front could have a little stronger presence. We're hearing the ostinato in the electronic keyboard, but the acoustic keyboards probably could be turned up a tiny bit. Beautiful, beautiful woodwind sound. Well exposed. Strong emotional depth to the interpretation. Good statement by solo trumpet. Full orchestration of the stage from a visual standpoint supports the music beautifully, creates some wonderful environmental challenges as well. There's the keyboards. Yeah, if I could have heard them a little more during the previous production, I think that would have been a much more effective. It's one of those things where you get touchy with the slider, but this is just magnificent. The woodwind trill sound, the solid brass sound coming at us, the intonation, just rock solid in the woodwind. Watch the timing of the note changes in the woodwinds. You go to a more elongated approach to the phrase, and do 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 do. We still need to soften the articulation. The consonant needs to be softer in the syllable. Yet the timing of the note changes needs to be right in tempo. We're tending to pull back a little bit. It's a minor flaw, but it's something to work on. That just the color change. Do 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 do. These big swells and release, swell and release. Beautifully done. Beautifully done. The shaping and within the phrase. Depth of interpretation. and just rock solid in the battery. Just wow. Love the tuning of the instruments up there. Tubas, the baritone to tuba stamen, baritone trombone to tuba stamen, and now the middle voices, just exquisite, exquisite brass ensemble sound. Yeah, tuba. And then the percussion just driving through the center of this thing, just magnificently. Oh, the emotional depth of the communication by the total band. Just incredible. Wonderful change of pace, increase in intensity, increase in urgency. In midfield, the battery just communicating is so, so well. Strong guard support. Full ensemble brass and woodwind drill support. Okay, it works. But the focal point, the music from the battery and the front ensemble. A strong keyboard statement. Good link, total percussion ensemble statement. Magnificent. Wonderfully done. Okay, good, good. I was loving the brass thing, and I'm thinking, what about my right ear? And all of a sudden, I get this beautiful antiphonal process going across the stage, and it's just like wonderful. This is amazing, amazing sound across the ensemble. Handling the modulation very nicely. Keyboards, the urgency, the energy, driving it forward. Beautifully done, beautifully done. Oh, nice change up. Goosebump. Yeah, definitely there. That could have come down a little softer. Just let the bottom drop out. And then allow the woodwind color. And then bring it over into the mellophone, French horn voice. And then bring it home. And then you folks are right in on us. Wow. Beautiful finish. That was pretty amazing, and there's still some things you can work on with it. That one keyboard section I was talking about where it's just a little more presence, maybe play at a fuller volume level just so we get a better blending, a little more woodwind sound. Various parts of the program. Don't be afraid to play very, very soft with the entire band if we can develop that bottom of the dynamic range. Because your upper end and your shaping within the entire range is very, very solid. But if we can develop that bottom over the next few days, wonderful. Okay? Enjoy. Thank you so much.